It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. It's been called the Olympic Games of Music by Russia's culture minister. The International Tchaikovsky Piano Competition's held every 4 years in the Russian capital of Moscow, and it's open to musicians from 16 to 30 years of age. This year, the winner is Russian pianist Dmitry Maslyaev, graduate of the Moscow State University, who beat out Lukas Geniusas from Lithuania and American George Lee, who both shared second place. "I'm very emotional. I did not expect it. It is a big surprise," Maslyaev, 27 years old, said after picking up the award. "This prize means everything for me." A $100,000 grand prize for the overall best musician in the competition is set to be awarded after a gala concert in St. Petersburg. This year's competition was dedicated to the 175th anniversary of the birth of composer Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. And in honor of that 175th anniversary of Tchaikovsky's birth, there's something you should know. His first piano concerto with its grand opening chords, one of the most recognizable and popular pieces in classical music, that version that every pianist plays, is not the same version of the piece that the composer himself wrote and published and conducted during his lifetime. And it's thanks to pianist Kirill Gerstein and his recent recording that the version that Tchaikovsky actually played and conducted can finally be heard. There are actually three published versions of the work, two that Tchaikovsky himself did, the original, and then another that he revised after hearing it played a few times and made some improvements to it. And the third one, the one that is played these days, was an edit by pianist Alexander Siloti, who made changes to the structure of the piece for an edition that appeared in 1894, the year after Tchaikovsky's death. Now, these changes included a cut in the third movement, an altered passage work, articulation, dynamics, and scoring throughout the piece. Those massive chords in the beginning of the piano part, they're not even supposed to be chords. They're supposed to be arpeggiated, the notes of the chord played one after the other like you would do on a harp. Plus, Tchaikovsky had them marked at a lower dynamic than the Siloti version and an octave lower than they're usually played. Whether or not you end up preferring the Siloti version or not, and many people do, at least you'll be able to hear it like Tchaikovsky himself intended. Kirill Gerstein's recording of Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto is available from the Mirios Classics label. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOT Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.